Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping Monday's City Council meeting.
Indianola City Council met in regular session on Monday evening, and first off, one of the things that was brought up and was actually released last week was the city, for the third year in a row, I believe, has won a Distinguished Budget Award. Tell us a little bit about that and what it means for the city.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So not only is it our third consecutive, it's the third time in the city's history for this budget award. It's a budget award that's given out by the Government Finance Officers Association. This is a association that is a resource for local governments. It stresses ethics. It stresses importance of transparency in budget documents. We want to make sure that we are showing our taxpayers how we are using the taxpayer dollars to accomplish the goals to better the community. And so this program that was established in the early 1980s, sets the framework and really establishes criteria that communities need to meet in order to receive this award. And again, the goal of this is to promote transparency in the document itself of how are the taxpayer dollars being spent. So it goes through a rigorous review process. There are several reviewers that go through our budget document. They assign it points. They give us recommendations. Kudos to Andy Lent and his team and the rest of the department head staff. Andy has taken those recommendations year after year and has implemented them. And what we have today is far different than when I walked into the doors here at City Hall 4 years ago. So very proud of it. Something that the community should be very proud of as well.
All right, perfect. Well, another thing that is going in full steam ahead is the wastewater treatment plant, a fancy new name as well. Just kind of talk about what the council talked about and where that project currently is.
Yeah, so we're calling it the Indianola Water Resource Recovery Facility. There are two actions on the city council agenda on Monday night. The first was setting a public hearing for December 16th. That's to review the application for the state revolving fund. That is a loan that we are going to be taking out from the state to help pay for it. And the other item is setting the public hearing date to go through the plans, the specs, basically the bid documents that we will then publish. And the bids will be due in middle of January. So we're getting, this is where the rubber starts hitting the road. So we're really excited about this.
All right, another thing moving forward is there was a request from some Indianola residents about the brush facility. It came to a close, but I think just the temperatures, the wetness, there were certain factors where they were requesting to keep the brush facility open. Talk about the direction council gave to city staff concerning the brush facility.
Yeah, we received a couple resident requests to extend the brush facility. It was great timing. We had a council member that sent us an email saying he had received a couple phone calls, and then a resident had emailed me directly. It was perfect timing because it all happened on a Monday, so we were able to get it in and present to the council and indicate we got these requests. It's going to require the additional resources being allocated to opening it up a little bit later. We presented a draft timeline to take it out 2 additional weekends. Right now, we're in the mode where we're going to be reaching out to the staff to see if they're available to staff it on those particular days. The net impact really is going to be about $300. So it's not a large amount to provide this additional service to our residents. So once we have those dates firmed up, we will be announcing all of that on our social media, our website, and obviously through the news station.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.